this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Are you rejoicing today? And let's be glad in it. I sure hope you're being glad in it. Hey, friend, I am so glad that you're here. Welcome to today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this Sunday, this 14th day of August. Yeah, we are halfway through the month, almost at least. It's Joey Kroll with you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It's a program that really prepares our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We focus on Jesus, Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We focus on the written word and the living word. Amen. Hey, got some great God-uttering music coming up here for you today, including this one from Fernando Ortega. It's Come, Let Us Worship and Bow Down here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord. Our Maker, He is our God, He is our God. We are the people of His pasture. He is our God, He is our God. We are the sheep of His hand. Let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Mr. Fernando Ortega, come, let us worship and bow down. Hey, friend, I hope you are doing well today. Hope you're having yourself a great weekend. It's Joey Kroll with you. And, yeah, connect with the program, Sunday Worship, on Facebook. Yeah, just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. We post a lot of encouragement, encouraging passages, quotes, and little reminders throughout the week. So I hope you can connect with us there. Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. You know, the words of Jesus here from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. It says, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." You know, the late Adrian Rogers, I quote him often. He's one of my favorites. He said one time, "I am God's melody of life, and he sings his song through me."
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart and seek you first. I want to seek you. I want to seek you first. I want to keep you. I want to keep you first. More than anything I want you first. Let me hear your voice, and in the midst of pain, let me feel your joy. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I speak a word, I will bring my heart and see.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's Jesus Christ, His Son, give thanks.
You know, as believers, we ought to give thanks to the Lord every day, not just at Thanksgiving. Amen. It should be a way of life. Hey, that's Don Moen, and give thanks. Thank you for having your radio tuned to Sunday Worship today. And, you know, several years ago, I came across a story about a man in Canada who rang the church bells every single Sunday. Get this now. For 52 years without ever missing a week. Talk about this man's dedication and faithfulness. And you know what? I'll tell you what. It just reminds me of how faithful our God is as well. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations."
each tear that falls and he hears me when I call. And he knows my name and he knows my every song.
When Marines stormed an insurgent safe house in Iraq, they found themselves trapped in a room with a live enemy grenade. In one incredible act of courage and love, their wounded sergeant tucked the grenade under his body and died so others could live. And there's someone who loves you like that. It's Jesus, God's Son, who took the full brunt of the punishment for your sin when he, in the Bible's words, carried our sins in his body on the tree. You need this love. You need the man who died in your place. We'll help you get started with him at 888. Need him.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary silent prayer. Day to age and heart to heart, bound by grace and peace. Child of wonder, child of God, I remembered you. Remember me. Remember me when the color of a sunset fills the sky. Remember. Remember me when the children leave their Sunday school with smiles. Remember me when they're old enough to teach, old enough to preach, old enough to leave at edge to edge and bound by grace and peace.
Well, I pray the Lord is blessing you real good today on today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. Hope you're having a great weekend as well. Our kids are getting ready to go to school here for another week or so. They start a week from tomorrow, so that cannot come soon enough for us, I'll tell you. And every parent listening said, amen. I'll tell you what, one of my favorite passages that that I keep around in my back pocket, so to speak, and remind myself frequently, is what it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 20. It says, where sin abounds, grace abounds even the more. You know, former missionary Amy Carmichael said one time, thank God he does not measure grace out in teaspoons.
I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My richest gain.
Such love.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross, friend. It is through the cross where God demonstrated his own love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Well, some good friends of the ministry, Kim Clifford Premel and his wife Melody, are dedicating this day in celebration of their 35th wedding anniversary. Praise the Lord. They encourage others to be committed and stay committed to the Lord and to each other. And this is one of their favorite songs. Here's Stephen Curtis Chapman to take us out of the program today, and I will be here.
Tomorrow morning, if you wake up and the sun does not appear, I will be here. If in the dark we lose sight of love, hold my hand and have no fear.
Sure.